Imagine a tribe of hackers working in a room together, testing their ideas and imaginations against each other. Hacker Dojo is just such a place. But now it's facing the growing pains of its success. KQED's Peter John Shula reports Hacker Dojo's members are scrambling to raise $250,000 to keep the city of Mountain View from shutting them down.
Just call Hacker Dojo and you get a sense of the place.
To speak with an operator, please enter the first 200 digits of PI.
On a recent visit, I find Director of Development Katie Levinson unpacking boxes of T-shirts, mugs, and shot glasses with the Hacker Dojo logo to help them raise money.
I can give you a real business card now like a grown-up.
All this attention to fundraising is a big change for a place that was supposed to be more like a high-tech Paris in the 20s.
It's a great kind of community center to meet other people working on cool stuff.
Ajay Kamat and Hamani Amoli are working on a service called Wedding Party that allows couples to create their own personalized app for their wedding.
Free internet and free coffee, and we've met some of our co-founders here, so it's been an awesome ride for us.
We met a bunch of our close friends here, and it's just become a home for us.
Second home, yeah.
In the creative ferment of the dojo, with people working on their startup dreams and sharing their knowledge and expertise, membership grew. Several months ago, Levinson says the group decided to expand into adjoining spaces.
Two nights before the party that was to celebrate the fact that we'd just doubled in size, become the largest hackerspace, we got a visit from the city who expressed some concerns about the way the building was kept up, and we were pretty surprised.
What happened was, in 2009, the founding members leased a building zoned for light industrial use as a shared hackerspace. But by last winter, they had transformed it into a cultural hub with hackathons, classes, meetups, job fairs, and fundraisers, often attracting more than 150 people at a time. That's when the city got involved. The city's chief building official, Anthony Giassi, says requirements change when the building use changes.
Once you start having assembly events or training, you have more people that are unfamiliar with the building. The code has specific requirements for the life safety features of that structure at that point.
The dojo has installed a fire alarm system, but members must also install fire exits and sprinklers and make bathrooms compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Until then, occupancy is limited to 49 people. A recent hackathon had 75 people sign up, so not everybody could be there at the same time.
Get all the data, pack it up into objects that I want, that I could pass that down basically into the quasi-quoters, which are... The
organizer Mark Lentzner says participants are working on an advanced programming language called Haskell.
It's used for a lot of things. A common usage is doing most web programming tasks, web servers and the like. We have someone who's doing a music synthesis and composition program. I heard someone today say they were working on financial modeling.
I can tell you that Haskell is a purely functional language, but I'm afraid more than that is beyond me. For those who know how to use it, it's a powerful tool, which is why corporate and financial donors have stepped forward to help keep Hacker Dojo going. Venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz donated $20,000. Partner Margaret Wenmakers says it was a no-brainer.
The entire ethos in the Valley is to help and support young entrepreneurs as they're trying to hack up wonderful things and experiment. And like having places like that are so important to the fabric of the Valley. They need to be supported.
Wenmakers says she hopes other tech titans follow her firm's lead. The campaign still has about $130,000 to raise. I'm Peter John Schuller, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from the Asia Foundation, improving lives, empowering women, and creating opportunity. AsiaFoundation.org.